Start out with an easy one. How are you feeling after the SMU game, health-wise? You come out of it pretty much unscathed?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel good. Happy with that win. And, yeah, body feels really good.
We're talking to A-Rod about ball security. He said a couple of things were preventable. How do you adjust just to try and make sure that those types of things, you and the offense, don't happen moving forward?
Just learn from everything that happened, and then come out better the next week. And that's kind of what I've been doing all week this week and what we're going to do next on Saturday.
On the one turnover, it looked like their defensive lineman fell down. Was he out of your vision and you just didn't see him? Is that kind of what happened there?
Yeah, that was probably one of the luckier interceptions I've ever seen in my life.
You were behind Braden when he made the stick on the screen pass on the interception. Were you glad he made the tackle so you didn't have to?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how I was going to bring that guy down. I didn't know how. I'm glad Braden made a perfect form tackle to get him on the ground, for sure.
Have you done anything extra this week to prevent turnovers, or done anything like some people suggest, carrying a football to class and stuff like that? Have you done anything like that?
Nothing that dramatic, no. Of course, it's definitely something that we're emphasizing this week, just all around, and so definitely picking it up in that end, but mostly just worried about getting this game plan down for Wyoming on Saturday.
Do you know much about this Wyoming series and the history between these two programs?
Not enough. Although I do know to not leave the locker room without a helmet on is what I hear, the number one thing I hear. But I know it's a storied rivalry through the Mountain West days, and I know there's a good likelihood it's one of the last times we're going up there. And so I'm excited to go up there. And they're a tough team. They're a tough physical team. They always play us tough. And so I'm excited to go up there and go kick their butt.
How much fun are games with that little edge of a rivalry or those elements when the fans really get into it like that?
Yeah, really fun. They're definitely really fun. You get the extra energy, the extra juice. Usually regular game days have a lot of juice, but those rivalries seem to somehow have more, and so it's definitely really more fun.
They've changed coaches, but they've hung their hat on their defense for years now. What do you see from them on tape?
Yeah, it's a physical group. You know, it's Wyoming. They're always going to be a physical group. They're always going to play tough. They're always going to give BYU their best, there's no doubt. So we're ready for them to come out physical, and we're going to try to be more physical than them and attack them in areas where we think we're going to have a lot of success.
What is it about this connection you're establishing with Tava Tase in back-to-back games, obviously with the touchdown, for a guy who he had a little bit of rep last year, as you know, as sort of a blocking tight end, I guess. So what's kind of he done, I guess, to just get open and sort of establish himself?
Tava's an incredible player who's making plays left and right. I didn't, you know, if you asked me who would have two touchdowns after two games receiving the ball, I don't know if I would have picked Tava, but we're glad that he did. I mean, A-Rod's drawn up some incredible plays for him and the tight ends in our pass game. All of our tight ends can receive the ball really well, and that's what we love about them, is they can do so many things so well. There's not a guy who I don't want to throw the ball to, or not a guy that I don't trust blocking for me. So I love how, you know, just great our tight ends are, and Coach Gilbride does a good job coaching them up.
No LJ, no Hinkley this week. How does that affect you at all, if at all?
It does. I mean, you saw when Enoch came in and Miles came in at the end of the game, there was no change. There was no hiccups. There was nothing. And so we know those guys are ready behind them, and they've shown it this week in practice. Those guys have both practiced really hard, and so we're excited to see what they can do on Saturday.
Are you really going to take on more running role if you have to in that regard?
I mean, always am, right? Like, I think you guys saw it last week in the second half. I ran the ball more when I needed to get the quarterback run game going. So I'm always ready to get the quarterback run game going. Just wait for A-Rod to call my number, and I'm cool for it. I also love throwing the ball, so.
You only get so many opportunities on the deep ball just because of the nature of what defenses do. When you go back and watch film and see a couple of near misses, I know there were a couple against SMU, what do you do? Because the margin of error on those is usually pretty thin.
Yeah, you just keep working it with the guys, right? You just keep getting after it, you know, getting to the next game plan and getting to the next deep ball. What's it going to be? We had a couple in practice yesterday really nicely, and so excited to see if we can throw it downfield against these guys on Saturday.